Joining us now is Colonel Kim Campbell. Good morning, Colonel, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I have to ask, first off, your call sign?
My call sign is Killer Chick.
Okay. Now, that's bestowed on you before you're actually you have a lot of experience under your belt. Is that correct?
It is. It's generally one of the first things that happens in your career as a fighter pilot as you get named. But once you fly in combat, the name sticks, and you've got it for life.
And is there a significance behind it?
I think it's, you know, it's always a 10% rule on telling the stories with your call sign, but we'll just say it's fitting for what I do in the A-10.
That's right. And Colonel Campbell is here as the keynote speaker for the Women Venture Lunch, which is happening today.
Yes.
In fact, as soon as we're done with this interview, you're off to the photo. And this is your first time at Oshkosh?
It is my first time at Oshkosh. I've spent 22 years in the Air Force, and I've been to a ton of different air shows. But this is the first for Oshkosh, and it's impressive.
Good.
It's exciting.
And we're pleased to have you here speaking at Women Venture, because I understand that's something that you're passionate about, is encouraging young women in the science, math, and technology and to get into aviation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important for young women and girls to see that there are people out there doing just about anything, and that they can do anything that they want to do. I grew up and decided I wanted to be a fighter pilot and put my mind to it, and it's been an awesome ride.
It certainly has. You're a graduate of the Air Force Academy.
I am.
So, again, something that you said you wanted to be a fighter pilot. You put your mind to it, and getting into the academy is not an easy task either.
No, it's not, but I worked hard in high school and committed myself to it, and it was one of those things. I actually didn't get accepted right away. I got a rejection letter from the academy initially, but I kept working at it. It was something I wanted to do, and about 3 weeks before showing up at the academy, got an acceptance letter, and off I went.
Excellent. Tell us about your flight training experience at the academy.
So I started my flying. I actually got my private pilot's license first. Okay. I soloed when I was 16 and then went on to get my private pilot's license. And then once I graduated from the academy, spent a couple of years at grad school and then went off to pilot training.
All right. And how did you transition into the A-10?
Well, we basically have to rack and stack our preferences. And okay. I knew that, one, I liked flying close to the ground. Okay. Flying low was something that I enjoyed doing. But I also learned about the mission of the A-10 and supporting our troops on the ground. And there was nothing more important to me than being able to provide that close air support, knowing that we could save lives and make a difference.
So with you have over 1,800 hours in the A-10?
I do.
And 375 combat hours. But I think there's probably several combat hours that stick out in your mind if we go back to April of 2003. Tell us a little bit about that day.
Yeah, so I had flown in Afghanistan before, but this was Iraq for Operation Iraqi Freedom on April 7th, 2003. We were supporting our troops on the ground up in Baghdad. And while we were providing close air support coming off target, I was hit by a surface-to-air missile. The aircraft sustained pretty significant battle damage, but was able to make it back home safely. And again, I think it's just a true testament to what an amazing airplane that A-10 is.
You've, I think, undersold the story.
Well, I can't tell you everything, because I got to talk about it at lunch today.
They're not listening now. U.S. Third Infantry Division was under heavy fire, called in for close air support, and you answered that call, made several passes before getting hit, and from the account that I read, you had a choice of either bailing out over enemy territory or doing something very unusual, and that was turning off the hydraulics on the A-10 and going to what's a manual control.
Yeah, the A-10 was built with a lot of redundant and backup systems, right. And thankfully that system called manual reversion allowed me to fly the airplane without hydraulics. So when the airplane was hit, it lost all hydraulics instantly. And my choice was to pull the ejection handles and ride a parachute down into Baghdad, where we were just engaging with the enemy, which wasn't a popular choice in my book. And the other option was to switch into manual reversion mode. And then I knew I could either get the aircraft back to friendly territory and eject, or try to land it. And I decided, based on how the airplane was flying, I had an hour to fly it from Baghdad back to Kuwait. I decided I was going to try to land the airplane.
And successfully did that.
It did.
And the first person to successfully land the airplane in the manual mode.
There was three cases in Desert Storm where pilots had tried, and one was successful, and unfortunately the other two were not. But I knew about those stories from Desert Storm, which to me is one of the things that I like to share, the importance of war stories, as we call it, or hangar flying,
sure.
To be able to share stories and let people know, you know, they can learn from you because of those stories.
And we talk about the A-10 being basically a titanium bathtub with wings and a gun, and that, of course, is protection for the pilot. So
absolutely.
You were not injured in that, even though your airplane took quite a bit of damage.
The airplane itself had hundreds of holes, and luckily most of the damage, the shrapnel, was in the back mm-hmm. part of the airplane. But I was protected by this titanium bathtub, and again, it's just an amazing airplane. The people that designed it knew that it had to be able to take hits while performing its mission.
And you received the Distinguished Flying Cross for that mission. But in an article I read, probably the better recognition that you got was from the 3rd Infantry that left a handwritten note saying thank you.
Yeah, that's the Distinguished Flying Cross is certainly an honor. But, you know, to get a note, to hear the thanks from the troops on the ground, there's nothing better than that.
Thus fulfilling the mission that you thought about when you selected the A-10.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about flying the A-10 itself. What's it like? Obviously, when it's a well put together flying airplane, it's fun.
It is. It's an amazing airplane to fly. I would say that the airplane itself is fairly easy to fly, but it's the tactics and trying to fly while doing all the things that we do to support the guys on the ground. Flying the airplane is fun, but shooting the gun is absolutely the best part about flying the A-10, because when you shoot the gun, you can smell the gun gases, you can feel it, the jet vibrates, and the most important part is the impact when the bullets hit the ground or a target, and you get what we call sparkles,
okay.
the feedback that you actually hit the target. So that is absolutely the best part about flying that airplane.
So we've heard, seen the videos and heard what it sounds like from the ground. Does it sound similar in the cockpit?
It's a little bit different. There's definitely a distinct noise on the ground, and our ground guys will tell you there's nothing better, you know, when you're in a tough situation and you're out alone in the mountains of Afghanistan or in the plains of Iraq, you know, being able to know that there's an A-10 close by, that sound is definitely unique. And for us in the cockpit, when we hear it, it's reassuring that we know that, you know, we have the ability to shoot the gun very close to a friendly location, provide that close air support, and help our guys get home safely.
Good. Are there any other particular missions that stand out aside from the one in April of 2003?
I think actually the next day for me, I was able to get back in the air doing a combat search and rescue mission. So in addition to close air support, the A-10 does combat search and rescue, which is where we go out and we can assist in the rescue of a downed pilot. And I was sitting alert the day after my mission over Baghdad, where I had escaped my own shoot down. And was able to launch on an alert mission to help our guys out. We had an A-10 pilot that was shot down, and we flew up into Iraq. We only got about 30 minutes into Iraq because he had been picked up by friendly forces on the ground. But that mission is so important because you know that no matter what you do, that your buddies are going to go in and try to get you out.
That's good. You've returned to the Air Force Academy now as an instructor.
I am. I am teaching in the Department of Military and Strategic Studies, and I also fly down at the airfield where we do our powered flight program with the cadets to get them excited about aviation and give them a little bit of a feel of what it's like to fly and hopefully get them excited about a career in aviation.
Is there still a glider program at
there
the
is.
Academy for powered?
There is several aviation programs, gliders, jump, you name it. We try to get cadets involved in just about everything before they graduate and go out into the operational Air Force.
We're talking with Colonel Kim Campbell, and she is the keynote speaker for today's Women Venture Lunch. How did you come to be the keynote speaker?
Well, I got a call a few years ago about coming here and just wasn't able to due to military commitments.
Sure.
But once I got the call for this year, it was definitely a priority for me. It's something I've always wanted to do, to come to Oshkosh and to be able to share my story and also learn about the amazing stories that are here and the other airplanes. It's just an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
And as we said, the photo is going to take place at 11 o'clock this morning, and you'll be on stage tonight at Theater in the Woods as well?
I will as well, on a panel, and all then right. also on Friday morning at the Veterans Breakfast.
Great. And words that you would like to share with any of the young people who are listening this morning, male or female, about their futures?
I think if there's something that you want to do, you got to go out and go after it. And you may hit roadblocks along the way. I certainly have. There's been challenges in my path. But if there's something that you want to do, you got to go for it. And don't let anybody tell you you can't.
And you're living proof of that.
Thank you.
Colonel Campbell, thank you for joining us this morning. We wish you well with your presentations and hope the you will get out and be able to see some things on the flight line before you have to go back. And there's an A-10 demonstration today, so you might want to, you know, check in on that and maybe rate the pilot.
Absolutely. I know it'll be awesome.
All right. Thank you very much, and welcome to Oshkosh.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
This is From the Stand on EIA Radio.